93.5.
Toronto's new country, 93.5. I guess we're going to check your moral compass to see which way that's pointed. On the way, this is from Reddit. It has the scenario of someone getting married at work, and then people at work getting invited, but you don't.
And then there's that moment where, you know, the gift gets passed around and the card to sign. Now, if you're not invited, do you actually contribute at all?
For he's a jolly good fellow, for he's waited.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't even invited to the Jolly Good Fellow party.
Yeah, rude.
Yeah, so would you do it? Coming up.
Tonight I ain't bringing no wine. Tonight I ain't bringing no roses. Talking would take too much time. I think I just better show you. Just turn the lights down. Let's get right down to it. Soon as I walk in the door, I don't want to be out of line. But girl, I can't wait anymore. I want you in the worst way.
Country 93.5. Okay, so if you miss any of the show, that's fine. Listen, we're on it and we miss half of it at times. You can get all caught up with a podcast that we put together, and you go wherever everybody grows their podcast.
I am literally just writing a post on our socials about how you can check out our podcast. Oh. So if you need some links, go to our socials.
We found this Reddit thread, and I think it's a dilemma that a lot of us have been in the workplace, and I'm not. I'm going to be really interested in to hear your take on it.
Oh, okay. So if you get invited to, or no, you're not invited to a wedding. It's someone that you work with. They're getting married, but some people at work were invited. However, you know, the card goes around. Maybe there's a little gift from the entire staff to the person getting married. Do you chip in for the gift if you were one of the few that didn't get invited?
You know, I'm going to say a hard no. Yeah. Maybe a soft no.
Okay.
Maybe a soft no, depending on who the person is.
Yep, for sure. And the circumstances. Like, I really want to know. You know me, I get real scorned about wedding invitations.
Yeah, you do.
I need to know why I'm not invited.
I would say for you, it's usually a numbers game.
Okay, thank you. I was really afraid of your visit.
Exactly.
I would say for you, it's because everyone hates you.
No. It's always a numbers game with you.
Okay.
It's always the numbers game. It always bites you.
Mm-hmm. It does bite me.
I know.
You're so right. Yeah. Huh.
And for me, it's just like, you know what? I don't need to take the shine off anybody else. So don't invite me.
Oh, that's the issue. Okay.
Yeah, you know what? I'm fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So are you chipping in for the gift then?
I probably won't. I just don't want to. think okay. that's, you know, listen.
What if it's a teeny gift? What if it's like a little decoratory bell that
then
goes
you don't
in their
need
front
me.
Room?
You know, you're fine. You don't need me.
You don't need your $5.
You don't need me.
Okay.
You don't need me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. No.
Okay. What if it's just a card? Are you signing the card?
Yeah, sure. Like,
and you won't even write anything. You'll just put your name.
I'll just like, hey. You
what
did
this
it.
Guy said and point yeah. at someone else.
Or something. You know what? I'll sure. draw a cartoony thing of a mm-hmm. wedding or a groom and a bride. I don't know what I'd do.
Wow.
But yeah, the rules of the jungle, and I don't make the rules of the jungle up. I just adhere to them.
Yeah.
Is that to get a gift, you should be invited. Whether or not I can make it
yeah.
is to be determined, but I invited you, so I should get a gift.
Yes. Okay. So kind of if you were to cut and dry this whole thing, since you're not invited, you're not contributing to the gift.
I don't think so, because obviously, and again, it could be a numbers game. Mm-hmm. It could
Nothing
be.
Personal. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I get it. Hey, that's showbiz, baby. Mm-hmm. Okay, and if that's the case, that's the case.
No gift from you.
Yeah, well, what hey, you're getting married. Congratulations. You'll get that out of me.
That's nice.
That's not bad. It's not like bad. I'm not going to acknowledge
no,
your
of course.
Nuptials. It's, you know what? It's just like you're getting married. Hey, congratulations. Go get them.
Yeah, you'll be nice for a day. Yeah, that is a gift in itself. You're right.
Go get them. You know what? Just get at it.
Yeah.
And start living life together.
That's nice of you.
Right? Something like that.
Beautiful.
I'm also not in charge of getting the card.
I know. No, you I'm shouldn't not. Be.
Hey, how you been? I ain't seen you since last summer. I'm doing good as I look. Have you heard from her? I heard she took a new job out in Colorado. She's moving out there in a couple weeks from tomorrow. I bet she won't, but if she asks if I'm back on my feet. You didn't hear it from me, but my coffee's full of whiskey. My bed's been staying empty.
Thanks for hanging out tonight with the Casey Clark Show on New Country 93.5.
I never had to tell a lie when my friends had- Thursday night, just going through the motions. Never drink Jack without the coat. Never burn through a pack of smokes. But tonight I'm at it both to list. Cause I'm still getting used to this broken heart thing.
Time to forget you, never mind. But the way you up and said goodbye, I just drive me crazy. You never cried and you slammed the door. You've never not picked up before. But tonight I'm adding more to the list. Cause I'm still getting used to this broken heart thing, sitting in the dark thing, smiling while I'm falling apart thing. Pictures and hallways, hearing the song play.
That feeling when you hear the first note of your favorite country song?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yes or no. This Monday, New Country is playing nothing but throwbacks. Nothing but throwbacks. So while you take care of the memories this long weekend, we'll take care of the tunes. Nothing but throwbacks.
You guys know what I want to hear.
Only on New Country.
New Country.
This week at Real Canadian Superstore, the tulips are blooming, and so are the savings. Get 10 tulips for only $10. Find more ways to save at Real Canadian Superstore. Proudly Canadian. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
Accelerate into spring with Oakville Infinity. Lease the 2025 QX60 Lux for just $359 semi-monthly with $2,495 down at 0% for 36 months. Or choose the QX50 or QX55, both available from 1.99 lease rates. For a limited time, enjoy a $1,500 loyalty bonus. Luxury, performance, exclusivity. It's waiting for you at Oakville Infinity, 2316 South Service Road West and OakvilleInfinity.com, where luxury meets sophistication.
Lost your job? Don't sign any agreement until you call Kornblum Law at 905-LOST-JOB. Make sure you get what you're owed. Call 905-LOST-JOB today and book a free consultation. Don't sign anything until you do, even if it appears to meet the company's legal obligations. Kornblum Law will review your case for free, and we don't get paid unless you get paid. Call 905-LOST-JOB now. Kornblum Law, online at lostjob.ca.
We hope you're enjoying your Air Canada flight.
Rocky's vacation, here we come. Whoa, is this economy? Free beer, wine, and snacks. Sweet! Fast free Wi-Fi means I can make dinner reservations before we land. And with live TV, I'm not missing the game. It's kind of like I'm already on vacation. Nice.
On behalf of Air Canada, nice travels.
Wi-Fi available to Aeroplan members on equipped flights sponsored by Bell. Conditions apply. See aircanada.com.
Are you tired of lunch bag letdowns?
Yeah.
Do you want something made fresh?
Yeah.
Do you have $5.99?
Yeah.
If you answered yeah, it's time to get Subway 6-inch Italian BMT with freshly sliced deli meat or sweet onion chicken teriyaki with Canadian farm-raised chicken for just $5.99. Stick that in your mouth and eat it. Yeah! Two freshly made 6-inch subs only $5.99 each. Subway makes it fresh like that. Freshly prepared per order at participating restaurants. Extras, taxes, and delivery additional.
Yeah! There are very few things that you can be certain of in life. But you can always be sure the sun will rise each morning. You can bet your bottom dollar that you'll always need air to breathe and water to drink. And, of course, you can rest assured that with Public Mobile's 5G subscription phone plans, you'll pay the same thing every month. With all of the mysteries that life has to offer, a few certainties can really go a long way. Subscribe today for the peace of mind you've been searching for. Public Mobile. Different is calling.
Hey there. I'm sure you've heard that I'm giving away 3 down payments of $56,000 at my next real estate investment seminar. Hi, I'm Todd Z. Slater, the Simple Investor. Join me on Saturday, May the 24th for a life-changing event. Not only could you win one of 3 prizes of $56,000, you will also learn how important investment real estate could be to your financial future. To register, go to thesimpleinvestor.com today. The Simple Investor. We make the world a real estate investment. Simple.
The Mix and Match event is on at Sleep Country. That's good news if you're looking for a mattress that's a little firmer, plushier, cozier, cooler, or a pillow that truly matches your vibe, your tastes, your needs, your sleep. Everyone's sleeping needs are unique, so it's time to get mixing and matching. During our Mix and Match event, get up to $1,200 off select lifestyle adjustable bases. Hurry up. It's for a limited time only. Speak to a sleep expert for details only at Sleep Country. Proudly Canadian for over 30 years.
It's time to head outdoors to put that active lifestyle in gear. Now, get moving and stay moving with help from Healthy Planet. From May 8th to 28th, save up to 30% on vitamins and supplements, sports nutrition, organic and natural groceries, health and beauty products, and more. Look for the red maple leaf in store and Canadian filter online at healthyplanetcanada.com. Healthy Planet, proudly Canadian owned and your one-stop health shop for everyday value.
Someone who's gonna build it back, but I
Toronto's New Country, 93.5. I don't know. I thought there was rules of the jungle when it came to, if you're not invited to a wedding, do you give an actual gift? And that's kind of the scenario with what we're dealing with this Reddit thread. But here's the hiccup. It has to do with work coworkers.
Yeah, so the coworkers getting married, some people from work are invited, yeah. But you're not. So do you, you know, put your foot down and say, I'm not contributing, or do you go with the masses?
Where is your moral compass pointed coming up?
What's up, everybody? This is Tyler Hoover.
Oh my gosh, I love him.
Here's Park on New Country.
I got a souped up ride and I really want to ride you around. And this time of night, there ain't no red lights out. We got a good long stretch of road to see how fast this thing will go. With that shoulder on my side looking mighty fine right now.
Can't hold you at this high speed, and you look good in that side scene. While we
New Country 93.5. If you just popped into the show, hey, so happy that you made a little time for us. Want to get your perspective on the situation. It was through a Reddit thread where somebody at work was getting married.
Yeah, and you aren't invited to the wedding, okay? But some people in your office are, and you know, there comes a time when that little wedding gift and the card goes around the office.
Oh, yeah.
Do you contribute to the wedding gift even though you weren't invited, but some people you work with were?
No, I mean, the easy rules of the jungle says no, I don't.
Mm-hmm. Just because you weren't invited, so you don't get any money out of me.
And I'm not trying to be spiteful. I'm just like, you know, you're doing your thing. I'm happy for you. Yeah. It's not my thing. Just go for it. It would be like, oh, I don't know. Did I chip in for your birthday?
I see.
Does that make sense? Because I think
I think that's totally different.
I think I'm on thin ice on that one too.
You're just not contributing to anything.
Like I sound like I'm a horrible person,
yeah,
which I'm not.
You kind of
which
do.
I'm not. I'm just like, you know what? I feel like if you didn't invite me and if I didn't make the list, mm-hmm. but other people that we work with did,
yeah.
then am I offended? No.
Yeah.
But I just don't think that then we are at a level where, you know, I should be giving you gifts and you should be giving me gifts.
I've led my life on that when it comes to weddings is like your invitation and my role in the wedding determines how you see me as a friend.
Yeah.
And then in return, I will give you what I see as,
which I'm,
as the relationship.
I'm fine with it though. Mm-hmm. It's like I don't take it offense.
No.
By no means.
And I think that is a good way to keep it really clean. Like, I'm not invited? Okay, then no gift. Like, I don't think there's anything bad about that. I think it just makes a lot of sense and it makes it a lot easier. There's like this really petty part of me.
No, here
it's
it is.
It's a small part, okay?
Is it really though?
No, it's not. It's my entire personality. That would want to contribute to the gift.
Oh,
but like kind of hold it over their head.
I
like,
get where this is going
wow, you didn't invite me and I paid for a gift. That's real nice.
Of me.
Even though you clearly do not see me as a friend and someone that contributes to the overall like well-being of your life. I get it.
Wow, that's
just a small part of
me. That's an interesting talk to have in the hall. Hey, I knew I should have went the other way, but I just thought I'd get back to my desk and nobody would see
me. Yeah, a person getting married and not inviting me hates to see me coming.
And around the corner, here comes Sash. Dang it. Thought for sure. I heard, didn't she leave? I didn't even know she was in today. Dang it.
Saturday. Why is she here?
So you just purposely stalk, show up.
Yeah.
Grocery store around the corner.
Again, a small
it's tiny. Doesn't even I don't even know why we're talking about it.
I know it's such a teensy little thing.
If you blinked, it's not a part of you.
Yep.
Huh. Jessica, do you buy a gift or not?
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
Ooh, even if it was like a big gift, like a trip to Mexico or a cruise or something like that, where you'd have to put in like maybe $100.
Yeah, I think if I could afford it, that I would do it as a blessing to their wedding. And not everybody can afford to invite everyone they want
to
the wedding. So
that's true.
It's still, if I can afford it, or I would pitch in what I could just, you know, if it's somebody that I worked with, unless I didn't like them.
Yeah, you know, Jessica, you're a better person than me because I'd say beat it.
So you'd be the only name left off the card?
Probably.
I'd be very obvious, especially if it's a small staff.
And you know what? And nobody reads the card anyway. You know what I mean?
That's true.
They're looking for the money.
They don't read the card and, you know, and then you sign it and you can't really understand or read who signed it. So I think I'm like, if that's all they're doing is a card with some money or a gift card or something in there, I'm going to take a hard pass.
Well, and people probably don't actually know who all pitched in, so you could just
thank
pretend
you.
Like you did.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Exactly. Thank you.
Right now, his probably slow dancing with a
bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty. Right now, he's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey. Right now, he's probably up behind her with a few sticks, showing her how to shoot a combo. And he don't know. From a white trash version of Shania karaoke. Right now, she's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's thinking that he's gonna get lucky. Right now, he's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that bathroom cologne. Oh, and he don't know. I dug my key into the side of his pretty little souped up four-wheel drive.
Chad Brownlee, and I'm proud to call Canada home.
New Country 93.5.
I'll back down that faded black asphalt every morning at 8:30. I roll my truck up the interstate, driving to a job I know I hate, but I'm still there.
Toronto's new country.
Toronto's new country.
93.5.
Fine footwear crafted for all-day comfort, long-lasting wear, and effortless style. Walking on a Cloud is proudly Canadian, family-owned, and operated since 1959.
Walking on a Cloud.
So your employment has been terminated. Hey, bad things happen to good people. So let's talk now and help make things better. We're Monkhouse Law. With our years of employment law experience, you'll know for sure that the termination pay they are offering is actually what you're entitled. If not, we'll help you get it. Let's review your package together, because not talking to us costs you thousands. Connect now at MonkhouseLaw.com. Monkhouse Law. This is where justice lives.
Who's better than Parks Furniture?
Nobody!
Parks Furniture has Ashley Sobas from $3.99. Who's better than Parks Furniture?
Nobody!
To find a one near you, check us out at ParksFurniture.com. Parks Furniture,
where smart people shop for furniture since 1943.
It's worth the drive to Parks.
When you get a Subaru with symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive and class-leading safety included, it's like you also get a Subaru that comes with a multi-dog transporter, mud navigator, a Rainmaster slope pilot, remote campsite finder, a moose country guide, a gravel handler, a very slushy surface controller, windy road stabilizer, spinning wheel avoider, a four-legged mammal attractor, surprise snow detector, plus a... Oh, and we're out of time. Subaru is the multi-tool that masters every unpredictable weather condition. Visit your local Subaru dealer for great lease and finance options.
Ready to trade screen time for sunshine? Virginia is calling. From epic road trips along the Blue Ridge Parkway to chill beach days in Virginia Beach. And yes, we've got wine trails, music festivals, and hiking for days. Virginia loves Canada and loves Canadians. Invite your friends, enjoy the ride, and come feel the love. Visit Virginia, where your next adventure begins. Plan your trip at virginia.org/Canada.
Need to send money in another currency? With Wise, you can send money internationally without hidden fees. From dollars to dong, pounds to pesos, euros to yen, you could save up to 3 times compared to major banks. Send money with Wise in more than 40 currencies without getting ripped off. See how much you could save. Download the Wise app today. Wise, the app for doing things in other currencies. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Seiko Days. Save big on your paint project. Up to 50% off Seiko's best paints. Better the paint, better the deal. Don't wait. Offer runs May 14th.
Got PC Optimum points? Claire does. And shops the bonus redemption event at Shoppers Drug Mart to get more free stuff for her points.
If I redeem 50,000 points, I'll get $65 off. That's an extra $15 in value. I see a treat in my future.
Awesome, Claire. The bonus redemption event runs May 9th to 14th, in-store and online. Don't miss this chance to get more free stuff for your points. Only at Shoppers Drug Mart. Proudly Canadian-owned and operated. Restrictions apply.
Hey, Sasquatch here. I've made a lot of friends working out at Planet Fitness. Let me introduce you to the Sasquad. First up, the kettlebell queen. She puts the fun in functional training. Next, Sir lifts a lot. He lifts a lot. And of course, the stretcher. Her flex, flexibility.
Get started at Planet Fitness today for $1 down and then $15 a month. Offer expires May 15th. $49 annual fee applies. See Home Club for details.
You're listening to New Country 93.5, CFXJ-FM.
Yeah!
A Stingray radio station.
You like country? You're in the right place.
Lone Star's new Three Amigo Meals from $13.99. You get chips and salsa, our new double-stacked Big Smash burger with fries and unlimited pop. Lone Star's new Big Smash. Two handmade patties, double-stacked with cheese, shredded lettuce, pickles, and secret sauce.
Hold up. Did you say chips, salsa, the Big Smash burger and fries, and unlimited pop for $13.99? Woo, someone is getting fired over this.
New Three Amigo Meals from $13.99. Available Monday to Friday till 4 p.m. Only at Lone Star.
Warm weather is finally here. This summer, we invite you to explore Canada on your new Sea-Doo or Can-Am model. Hi, I'm Jean-Luc Lemire from Energy Power Sports. Sea-Doos are all on sale with financing starting at 0% and Can-Am side-by-sides with rebates of up to $5,000 off. You prefer to keep it on road? How about Can-Am Rikers starting at $8,999 plus tax and license or financing starting at 1.99%? Visit us at Energy Power Sports in Oakville today and let us help you find your new ride.
Toronto's
Gave us that hilltop place to park. Gave us them girls that stole her hearts. Gave us them books up on the wall. The way we live and the way we talk. Gave us state that senior year. Them country stores to buy that beer. A place to go nobody knows. Where you take it in and you take it slow. Like that river rolls. Where that green grass grows. I can't explain it. Oh, it's something, ain't it? Yeah, we sure paint it. The corn grows through good water that can wash away our sins. Good times and some damn good friends. Whole lot of not too much to do. All the time in the world to do it. Every bit of that down home dirt was heaven on earth and we never knew it. Yeah, we sure painted it up. Tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said. I can't explain it. Oh, it's something, ain't it? Yeah, we sure painted it up. Tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too good to us. Raise hell on the weekends, yeah. Man, what were we thinking when we said we'd leave?
It's New Country, 93.5. So on Reddit, this was an interesting thread. It kind of sees where your moral compass is pointed.
Yeah, I think a little bit. Yeah. So if someone at your workplace got married and they invited a select few from work, but not you, and then it came the time for like the gift and the card to go around the office, do you chip in for the gift? Do you sign the card even though you weren't invited?
Jeremy texted, and I would have a personal conversation with the person who's getting married and see what the reason was with not being invited is legit.
Love that.
I know. This is something you would do.
It's totally,
this is you and Jeremy, yeah. I am staying clear of.
I always want to know exactly why I'm not invited to something.
I'll come into the workplace and I'll see you and Jeremy, your cubicles side by side.
Yeah.
And you both get up at the same time when you see me. I'm like, oh, Lord.
Our arms are crossed.
Yeah. This cannot be good. This is not going to be good for me.
Uh-uh. It never is.
So, Jeremy, get out of here. No way. Uh-uh. I'm not having a conversation.
I would be very interested to know if this was happening to me, why I'm not invited.
Now you're making me nervous. It's a numbers game.
And then that will determine if I contribute to the gift or not.
And the problem here is, the challenge is that there's other people in the workplace that were invited.
I know.
So if it was a numbers game,
yeah,
and it probably was, you didn't make the cut.
Yeah, then why are you inviting Susie in HR?
She's great, though.
I do love Susie.
I miss her so
wonderful.
Much. She's great since she came on board. Changed the place.
But, like, why is Susie in HR better than me?
Well, see, again, you and Jeremy stand up.
I know.
And I'm just like, I can't answer this question.
We like to have the hard conversation.
I know.
We don't get a lot of work done, but we make it awkward for everyone.
This is why we don't invite you guys to our chair spinning group.
It's fine. We don't want to be there.
Yeah.
We want to know why we're not invited, but we don't want to be there.
Exactly. Ay, ay, ay. Emily, are you buying a gift? Yes or no?
I would, just because it would be really awkward if I didn't.
Yeah, like the one person not signing the card.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
But you know,
be like, cry. I don't know.
But you're not going like. Isn't that the rule of the jungle where you only pay if you're going or if, no, you only pay if you get invited?
I guess. It depends if I like the person. But yeah. Maybe like we're not close, but I like them still. Or maybe that's my boss, then I'm definitely chipping in.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
That's a
you're
good point.
You're chipping in extra if it's the boss.
That's a really good point. That's that's strong.
Okay.
That's strong.
Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, I'm paid, slide one over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Hey, somebody pour me a drink. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a bus, I'm about to get on a road. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, I'm paid, sliding over my way. I can't even think when I can hear them calling my name.
Country 93.5.
I let you drive around my mind. I can't count the times you made me feel like I'm nothing. Played me like a fool, like a fool. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Oh, and now I ain't.
like a devil in disguise, hiding your true colors. Just leave me alone. Keep leading me on. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Hoping now I am scared of telling you where you can go. Cause I know you're nothing but a liar.
The twang of a steel guitar, the boot stomp and drum beat. This is New Country.
Taste tequila. Baby, I still see ya. We don't have to go home. We can leave the night on.
Toronto's home for country. New Country 93.5.
Gone down since you got gone. I bet you think I'm still sitting here alone, all tore up like a whiskey label, staring at the key that you left on the table. Hate to tell you, baby, but you got it wrong. No, I ain't missing you like crazy. Keeping better company lately. I'm doing all right. Shape I'm in, sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right, throwing that smoke on a Friday night. Willie turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back. Cause who needs you when I got friends like that?
About this time you and I be tangled up. Yeah, but that's alright, this fire's been keeping me warm enough. Holding on to you, girl, who needs that? I got a white knuckle grip on a whiskey glass. When it gets down to ice, I just fill it back up. On my own, girl, I might lose it, but I got buds to get me through it. I'm doing alright from the shape I'm in, sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Waylon turned up on a JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back. Cause who needs you when I got friends like that? Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night.
Doing all right for the shape I'm in, sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Willie turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back. Cause who needs you
Country Evenings. It's the Casey Clark Show.
New Country.
New Country, 93.5.
South Carolina, just like you always said we would. Packed your bags in that old 4Runner that I bought you when things were good. I'm glad to see the stop sign didn't hit you, bring you back to your senses. Oh, it waved you gone goodbye. Yeah, it waved you gone goodbye. I heard you found yourself a brand new man. Put a rock on your finger and he vowed you a second chance. Built a house right by the coast. That ocean view is beautiful, but baby, I just want you to know he don't know you like I did. Money talks, but I ain't buying. There's a slow green wrapped around your finger. One second it's a blessing and the next it's already gone. I'm broken. To settle down with him. She ain't wrong, the whole town knows that you had a bed of roses, but girl, you couldn't walk that line. You can act like you do it fine. Cause love's a smoke green wrapped around your finger. 1 second it's a blessing and the next it's already gone. A broken heart, I'm a walking testimony. My confession is a lesson that I'm pouring. And the next is already gone. A broken heart, I'm a walking testimony. My confession is a lesson that I'm pouring out in this song. Oh, 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 oh. You don't wanna fall in love. You don't wanna fall in love. You don't. Just like you always said we would.
Toronto's New Country, 93.5. I'll try this again. Glory days.
Dun, dun, dun,
in a young man's, in a young girl's eyes. So, young man's heart.
They'll pass you by.
Glory days.
Yeah.
I wish I knew
all
that
of
song
that.
Better. I really did.
Yeah.
Glory days. If we walked up to you in a bar and you're 80 years old and we asked you, hey, when are your glory days?
Yeah, and if you're 80, like, your glory days, that could be them, honestly.
Wow.
Think about it. You're retired. You're chilling out. I look forward to those glory
People
days.
People are feeding you.
Yeah.
Dressing you.
That's what you want.
Pushing you around. Hey, quit pushing me around.
Get out of here.
No, sit down. Okay. Yeah, fine. Mm-hmm. I'll take a seat. When were your glory days coming up?
Sunday morning, man, she woke up fighting mad. Oh.
65.